hate it, and I'm a sucker about it. No, that's a joke. Old joke. So like I said earlier, this is going to be a Bible study, not necessarily a sermon. I had originally started something. Where it was going, I don't know, but I was starting in Titus. And there's my notes there, too. I literally started something in Titus and got about that far, and God said, nope, turn the page. And it wasn't the song. So, going to do kind of an old-fashioned type Bible study. You know, I need some help here. I read this book several times last night going through this. It's an interesting letter from Paul. I say interesting because it's not really addressed to a church. It's a personal letter on behalf of a friend. So, I'll start off with a prayer and then we'll jump in here. Father God, thank you so much for this night. Help me to be a help and a blessing to the congregation. I just want to get out of the way, Father, and just let you speak and you control this Bible study. I thank you so much for your word and for everything that it has done for me. And you have just blessed me so much, Father. Please help us to open our hearts and receive something out of this and go home with full souls so we can finish out the week. We pray this in your precious name. Amen. So I'm not going to read the whole book, obviously. On my outline, we're going to go through it section at a time. It is a personal letter on behalf of a friend from Paul to Philemon about a slave named Onesimus. And I was reading it, and I didn't understand why, but I was thinking through the whole thing, what's the spiritual purpose behind this letter? Because there's no church instructions in it, you know, like most of Paul's letters, and there's not a lot of, there's just not, it's just a short letter. So I was reading it, and I broke it down as you would in English class, you know, a letter, you break it, they have you break it down. And so I'll get right into this. I'm going to read verses 1 through 3 first. Paul is a prisoner of Jesus Christ, or Paul, a prisoner of Jesus Christ, and Timothy, our brother, unto Philemon, our dearly beloved and fellow laborer, and to our beloved Apphia and Archippus, our fellow soldier, and to the church in thy house. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. So the first three verses, we see the greeting. Paul addresses the leaders and the church. But when I read it, it kind of stood out. What else do you guys see about in the first three verses? Do you see anything else other than it's just a greeting? Yes, he's a prisoner of Jesus Christ, or he's bonded with Jesus Christ. Some people think he was in prison at that time, and he may have been. I didn't get to study super hard. And I don't want to step on Dana's toes, because I'm sure he's coming to this in his daily devotionals, you know, because he's on the mission, second mission of Paul right now. He's following Paul. So anyway, what I noticed was in here it said, and to the church of in thy house. And I'm thinking, if it's in the house, in his house, it must be kind of small. Yeah, a lot like our church. It's kind of small. So I just found that very interesting. Now, we go on to verses 4 through 7. Following the greeting, we see compliments in verses 4 through 7. I thank my God, making mention of thee always in my prayers, hearing of thy love and faith, which thou hast toward the Lord Jesus and toward all saints, that the communication of thy faith may become effectual by the acknowledging of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. For we have great joy and consolation in thy love, because the bowels of the saints, or the heart, are refreshed by thee, brother. So consolation is comfort, and bowels is related to his heart, or, you know, your innermost part. We see a lot of compliments here. He's complimenting these people, saying, you know, hearing of their love and faith, which thou hast toward the Lord Jesus and towards all saints or believers, holy ones, that the communication of thy faith may become effectual. We have great joy and consolation in thy love. And so you see a lot of compliments there. And when I was reading it, because I read the whole thing and I went back reading and I had to decide where to split up. And there, 4 through 7, I saw compliments. We probably deserved it. However, they happen to be, when you're writing a personal letter to somebody else, compliments can go a long way. So then I start thinking, well, what's he up to? You know, he's given lots of compliments here. It sounds a little bit like sweet buttering up. I don't know. What do you guys think? Maybe he's kind of sounding a little, you know, thank you. 4 through 7. It's a bunch of verses. There aren't too many of them that are just one verse. Maybe that was a mistake, but. So, I saw a lot of compliments there. And then we go on to verse 8 and 10. So, we've got the greeting. We've got compliments. This is a personal letter on behalf of a friend. It's not to a church. It's a letter, personal. We go to verses 8 through 10. Wherefore, thou I might be much bold in Christ to enjoin or order thee that which is convenient. Or proper. So he says, wherefore, though I might be much bold in Christ to order thee that which is convenient, yet for love's sake I rather beseech thee, which beseech is beg, beseech thee, being such an one as Paul the aged, and now also a prisoner of Jesus Christ, I beseech thee for my son Onesimus, whom I have begotten in my bonds. What I see here, Paul begins to ask Philemon for a favor. He starts out by saying he's not trying to be bossy, but rather he's asking in love. And I did get a laugh out of that as I read it 3, 4, or 5 times, because it took a little bit for me to get it. He sounds a little... It says, wherefore, though I might be much bold to in Christ to order thee that which is proper, or enjoin thee that which is convenient. He's kind of saying, I don't want to order you, but I'd rather beg you. I'd rather ask you in love. Now, we get that with leadership in our lives. Parenting, lots of different things. Even in the church, when we speak to others, you know, we'll, hey, can I talk to you? You know, I feel I need to bring something up. I don't want to. I don't want to call you out on anything, but I want to talk to you. You know? And that's kind of what I saw here. He said, you know, he might be much bold in Christ to order you, but, you know, yet for love's sake, I'd rather beg you. I'd rather ask you nicely for this. Now we're going to come to the favor. This is the one verse that I, well, no, 19 as well. This is one of the one verses I picked out just by itself. Verse 11, because this really, which in time past was to thee unprofitable or unuseful, but now profitable to thee and to me. So he said, I beg thee for my son Onesimus, whom I have begotten in my bonds, which in time past was to thee unprofitable, but now profitable to thee and to me. So I gathered from this that Onesimus and Philemon may have had a past. They might have known each other, which they did, we'll find out. But it was interesting. I had to cut that verse off all by itself. Onesimus wasn't a son, wasn't his son. Onesimus, whom I have begotten in my bonds, he didn't, bonds is imprisonment. Oh, there it is. Okay, so he was imprisoned. Ha ha ha. I missed that last night, see? I'm telling you. Yes. Well, now, yeah, this is, Paul is telling him that now he is useful to Philemon and to Paul. But when I saw that, I thought, oh, okay. He knows Philemon. So anyway, would, yes, yeah. Okay. Right. Right. Yes. Yep. Child in the Lord. Yes. Thank you. And that's where Wes is going, because she asked. Yeah, that begotten in my bonds, he led him to the Lord. And that's, yeah, that's what that one means. So we move on. From now we know that he greeted him, he gave him some pep talk, and then he asked him for a favor, and then he talks about Onesimus. This is who he's asking the favor for. This is the personal letter on behalf of Onesimus. Let me go on to verse 12. It says, whom I have sent again, thou therefore receive him, that is mine own bowels, or mine own heart. Here we see again, and this is 12 through 14, but I didn't want to start breaking them down. I have sent again. So Paul is sending him back. So we do see that he did know Philemon. Now he was actually, we know that he was actually with Philemon. But we don't know in what capacity yet exactly. So 13 and 14 is, whom I would have retained with me, that in thy stead he might have ministered unto me in the bonds of the gospel. But without thy mind would I do nothing, that thy benefit should not be as it were of necessity, but willingly. We see here he wants to send him back to Philemon. He would have kept him. But Paul didn't want to do anything against Philemon's wishes, but we don't know why. So we can ask ourselves, why wouldn't Onesimus be able to make up his own mind to go back? Because it's still kind of wrapped up in a mystery. It's given little hints here and there about this Onesimus feller, but nothing real vague, or nothing real just point blank yet. Uh-huh. Yes. Mm-hmm. Right. We're getting to that. We're getting there. Well, I kind of said it earlier, but yeah. Let's see what Dana says here. Is that Dana? Yeah. Yep. He said he was a slave and Philemon was his master. But we're getting to that. Yeah. Yeah. So, okay, we're done. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. No, that's okay. No, that's awesome. See, no, go ahead, because this is what this is, Bible study. So, yeah, go ahead, bring that up. Useless. Right. And you said he was better than just a slave. And yes. Right. So he was, somehow he got to Paul. I don't know how, but it says in, if we're going to, from verses 11 through 15, there appears to be hinting around of some kind of ownership. Verses 16, as Paul is sending Onesimus back, he's saying to take him back, not as a servant. Oh, we haven't read 16. So verse 16, and I skipped 15, but that's okay. For perhaps he therefore departed for a season, that thou shouldst receive him forever, forever. Now, or not now as a servant, but above a servant, a brother beloved, especially to me, but how much more unto thee, both in flesh and in the Lord. So see that verse 16, just said right there, as Paul's trying to send him back and send this personal, almost a letter of what do you call them? Reference. As, hey, I've had him for a while, and now I'm sending him back. Not, you know, he's been departed for a season, but now take him back forever as a brother beloved. You know, above a servant, better than a servant. That's where we see there, where it ties in the letter that we read, that he was a slave or a servant, which is the same back then, or an equal. So verses 17 and 18, Paul is offering to take responsibility for debt. So let's read this, 17 and 18. If thou count me therefore a partner, receive him as myself. If he hath wronged thee or oweth thee aught or anything, put that on mine account. So we see here that Paul is impressed. He's confident that this former slave, who's now in Christ Jesus with everybody else, and if he still owes you something, which whatever that was probably is what made him the slave, put it on my account, Paul says. Taking responsibility for his debts. And then, he interceded, right. Yeah, he was interceding for Onesimus. On Onesimus' behalf, anyway. Yep. And in verse 19 is another one I kind of kept out to itself. I, Paul, have written it with mine own hand. Oops. Okay, so he had fled to Rome. This Dana says He had fled to Rome, where he was saved by Paul, and Paul learned his story. So this is why. So thank you, Dana. So this is Paul's devotion. He's on the, you know, walking with Paul. And he's, oh, Paul's journey. And so he's more studied into this. verse 19, I, Paul, have written it with mine own hand. I will repay it, albeit I do not say to thee how thou owest unto me even thine own self besides. And I kept that verse by itself because, I mean, Paul is reminding Philemon kind of how forgiveness works and how Paul is forgiven a debt owed him from Philemon. And he's just kind of reminding him, hey, you know, I'll pay for his debt. However, you know, I didn't. Yeah, remember back when? I'm not asking you for nothing. I'm not asking you to pay me back. And a lot of that, I believe, from Paul, it may not be monetary debt. It could be the debt of, you know, you were lost and going in a bad place. I brought you up. But there probably was, I would imagine there would be some monetary value to that debt. But he did say, I do not say to thee how thou owest unto me, even thine own self besides. So there's a little bit of something there, you know. Yep. So I left that one out too, because that's kind of Paul, kind of like you said, you remember when? So don't be too hard on this guy as he comes back. Now, verse 20 and 21 says, yea, brother, let me have joy of thee in the Lord. Refresh my bowels in the Lord. Having confidence in thy obedience, I wrote unto thee knowing that thou wilt also do more than I say. What I saw out of this is Paul is kind of pre-thanking Philemon for his faithfulness and obedience. And we do that sometimes. We ask somebody for something, and before they can say yes or no, kind of like, you know, I really appreciate it, and I thank you for whatever you can do. Paul's a little more bold here than just that. He says, having confidence in thy obedience, I wrote unto thee, knowing that thou wilt also do more than I say. So everything he's asking, everything he's laying out here in the letter, because he's sending him away. Onesimus. He's sending him to Philemon with a letter. Paul's not going to be with him. So he's a little more, I don't know, I guess preemptive, or, you know, in his thankfulness. And we're almost done with this, actually. Verse 22. But withal, prepare me also a lodging, for I trust that through your prayers I shall be given unto you. Paul is asking for lodging as well. He's having faith that through their prayers, Paul will return to them for a visit as well. Things might be looking good for Paul at this point. I don't know. I'll find out when Dana gets there in Paul's journey to find out if he did come out of this. This is Philemon, so there's not too many after this. But I don't want to jump no guns. But he's asking for lodging as well. So he's in the frame of mind that, you know, he's faithful, hopeful that he will be visiting them soon. And then the ending of the letter is just with love, or from Paul. It's just, it's a salute. Their salute thee, Epaphras, my fellow prisoner in Christ Jesus. I can't pronounce them very well, I'm sorry. Marcus, Aristarchus, Demas, Lucas, my fellow laborers. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you in spirit. Amen. And salute is just greet. So it's a greeting again, but it's a goodbye greeting. Thanks for everything kind of thing. You know, you get it. That's pretty simple. So my question for this letter, because we know all word is inspired by the Holy Spirit. All of it. Even if we can't. If we read it 500 times and still don't quite get it, there is a purpose for it. And my question was what is the spiritual purpose of this letter? Because there's no, like I said, there's no church instruction. There's no, you know, and it has, it's a standard letter, just a personal letter. Yes, Molly. Oh, no, she was just stretching. Oh, okay, I thought she had the answer. Yes. That's what I got. That's what I got. Yes. Oh. Oh, I like that one. Yes. Yep. A chain. Right. Right. Probably not. Yep. Yeah, Paul? I didn't get that. He probably did, yeah. 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 Right. Well... a changed life. Onesimus. Well, and again, yeah, the way you see Paul kind of being a little bold with him, Philemon might have been a bit of a jerk, you know, so that's another thing. He buttered him up at the beginning. Oh, yeah. Oh, we, right? Yep. Yep. Right. Paul's like, oh, I know that guy. Yeah. I remember. I thought you looked familiar. Right? Yeah. 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 He was the intercessor for. Yes. Right. Right. Yep. Yeah, that's what I got out of it. Oh my goodness. Is it really? Oh. Oh. Well, yeah, a microphone and, you know. Yeah, because I know they can't really hear it out there. Thank you, Dana. I love Bible studies. I'm glad God gave me this one because it was a small book. It could cover the whole book. And I like the odd stuff anyway, the out of the norm. It's like Philemon. How many sermons have you heard preached off of the book of Philemon? Yeah? Oh, there you go. Yep. 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 And he was no longer a slave. Oh, see, yeah, this is awesome. Yeah, I like Bible studies. I do. Oh, well, thank y'all. Hope I didn't bore you too much. Next time, if we can. You have anything y'all want to study in particular? We'll do like a one chapter thing probably from here on out. Or, huh? Because of, yeah. Well, we're going to do like, I want to do a chapter or something next time, you know, and do the mic thing. We can pass it around and hear everybody's opinion. So, yeah. All right. Awesome. All right. Let's pray. Father God, thank you so much for this fellowship and the Bible study we had tonight. It was a blessing to me. Thank you, God. As we go out through the rest of our week, help us to be the salt and the light of the earth for you, God, and just to shine and to see how many we can help along the way. Because I do believe time is coming short. And I know that you have your hand on this world and your people. So I just pray for strength and guidance to keep us strong and keep us away from this COVID and keep us safe. And be with our country, Father, as these events turn out. We pray for your ruling on this country and the world. We pray this in your Son Jesus' name. Amen. You are dismissed. Worked out pretty cool. I didn't even think about that. Changed life. That was a good catch, Gary. That was awesome.